The Book of Sirach, Chapter 48. Until there arose a prophet like fire, and his word was like a burning furnace, and he broke for them the staff of bread, and by his zeal he made them small in number. By the word of God he shut up the heavens, also fire came down three times. How terrible were you, Elijah, and he who is like you will be glorified, who raised up a corpse from death, and from Sheol by the favor of Yahweh, who brought down kings to the pit, and famous men from their beds of sickness, who heard rebukes from Sinai and from Horeb judgments of vengeance, who anointed kings for retribution and a prophet to succeed in your place, who in the whirlwind was taken upwards and with fiery troops to the heavens, who is written as ready for the time to still wrath before the fierce anger of God, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and to restore the tribes of Israel. Blessed are those who see you at your return and those who have fallen asleep in love, for we too will surely lie. Elijah it was who was wrapped in a tempest, then Elisha was filled with his spirit. In double measure he multiplied signs, and wonderful was all that went forth from his mouth. During his days he moved before none, and no flesh ruled over his spirit. Nothing was too wonderful for him, and from his grave his flesh prophesied. In his life he did wonderful acts, and in his death marvelous works. For all this the people did not turn, and did not cease from their sins, until they were plucked from their land and were scattered in all the earth, and there were left in Judah but a few. Yet to the house of David was left a prince. Some of them did that which was right, and some of them sinned more and more. Hezekiah fortified his city by bringing water into the midst of it, and he hewed the rocks with iron and dammed up the pool with mountains. In his days Sennacherib came up and sent Rabshakeh, who stretched forth his hand against Zion and blasphemed God in his pride. Then were they shaken in the pride of their heart, and they were in anguish like a woman in travail. So they called to God Most High and spread forth their hands to him, and he heard the voice of their prayer and saved them by the hand of Isaiah. And he smote the army of Assyria and discomfited them by the plague. For Hezekiah did that which was pleasing to the Lord, and was strong in the ways of David, which Isaiah the prophet commanded, who was great and faithful in his vision. In his days the sun went backward, and he added life to the king. By a spirit of might he saw the latter end and comforted the mourners of Zion. To eternity he declared the things that will be, and hidden things before they came to pass.